Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio, and you know the rest. Tonight, I'm going to talk about ending all men. What happens if the girl power advocates and the man haters out there got their way and synthetic man juice, synthetic baby juice was able to be made and we weren't needed for procreation anymore and men just went away? And the interesting thing, I thought, I kind of dug around a little bit and found some interesting statistics on the jobs that men do and the jobs that women do, and or primarily do. Obviously, there are many jobs that we both do. And come to find out, men are still the backbone of society. And so I have a bunch of links I'll share. I'm going to make this video a little bit shorter because my last few have been longer. I know some of you like longer content and some of you like shorter. So I'll keep this a little shorter tonight. But we have here from Huffington Post, and this is where I'm going to start it. The HuffPost editor, and this is going back to, I think, 2018, a couple years ago, says New Year's resolution is to end all men. Her Emily McCombs tweet has been deleted, but the damage has been done. What damage was that? It offended some men. She didn't get removed from Twitter. She didn't lose her job. Nothing happened, really. Same thing happened to another woman in Australia. She was on a grant from the Australian government. She tweeted the same thing many, many times, and they still gave her her grant, and no problem. That's okay. Now, I don't know about you, but if I said that in this video, my channel would probably be gone. Fox's Ezra Klein defends ending all men, the Twitter hashtag, and this is also from 2018. What happened to Ezra Klein? Nothing, really. Maybe this is the Australia woman that I was just talking about. But I'm not sure. I didn't read through the story because I don't need to. I kind of know what the gist is, and I don't need to be bothered with it. But it's misandrist. It's, you know, this is something that women can do and men can't do. A guy can't tweet this. He can't send this out because that would be it. It would be game over with that. As a matter of fact, we can. If you look on Reddit, the men's channels have a lot of the men's channels that talk about dating and about women and about guys going their own way. And well, they've all been quarantined or removed. The women's nothing. So this is from a poster on Reddit. I think it's Reddit. Andy Stokes from 2 years ago. And it must not be Reddit because it doesn't have his user/you/ all that stuff. But it's an image I found on Reddit, and I wanted to share it because he brings up some salient points. And then we're going to talk less about jobs and more about society. The last woman. Did you hear that men are going to be obsolete because we're making synthetic sperm? Make a case for men. He says, okay, challenge accepted. If you, lady, want to eat crab salad, you get in your car, drive to the supermarket, buy the provisions, drive back home, and cook yourself a meal. Simple. Now let's imagine a world without men. You want to cook crab salad, you get in your car, except you have no car, because generally you don't work in car construction plants. Even if you did, where are women getting the steel from? The foundry. Are you going to start working in a steel foundry? Where are you getting the iron ore from? How many women work in mining? How are you getting the iron ore to the foundry? You're going to have to get a load more female truck drivers. You're also going to need coal. Are you going to dig it out of the ground yourselves? And I actually have some statistics on some of these jobs. Let's ignore that for a minute. Your car won't start because there's no petrol, unless women also start drilling for oil. I don't see that happening. Where's the road? Who laid the road? How many women do that sort of work? Where are you getting the materials to build the road? We're back to the mining and the drilling problem. We'll ignore that for a minute. We'll assume that by some miracle that you have a car with petrol and a road to drive along. When you get to the supermarket, you'll find there is no crab. Well, why is that? Well, we've seen Deadliest Catch. That's a TV show. We all know how difficult, dangerous, and uncomfortable crab fishing is. How many women are employed doing that? I don't ever remember seeing a woman on the show. Unless maybe she was the boat captain that owned the boat. How many would have the physical strength to do it? How many would even want to? Even ignoring that for a minute, where are you getting the boat from? Assuming that some of your sisters are now running the foundry to supply the steel, how many of them are going to operate the machinery to build a boat? How many female welders out there? I can answer that. Zero. Statistically, zero. We'll ignore these minor problems just for the sake of argument. Let's say that, yes, you manage to buy your crab and you drive home. When I say home, you have to wonder how your house got built in the first place. Are we having women taking over construction? How many sisters are going to become bricklayers, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, roofers? Are you ladies going to be installing all of the drainage? Without the work currently mainly undertaken by men, you would have no home. You now want to cook your crab, simple enough task. Just put it in a pan of water and turn on the gas, and hey presto, one cooked crab. That assumes, of course, that you have both gas and water. How many women work in the gas or in the water supply industry at the hands-on level? You can count them on all your fingers on one foot. I've always referred to those as toes. I've never heard them called fingers of the foot, but I'm going to start using that because I find it funny. Oh, I stubbed my foot finger. I ran into the corner of the desk and I stubbed my foot finger. I'm going to go with that now. Yes, it's theoretically possible for women to do all of these tasks. The real question is, would you actually want to, or would you rather leave this to the men to do this sort of work? If you're going to say that women would cope fine, all I would suggest is the next time your drain backs up, rather than asking a man to clear it, you get the drain rods out and do it yourself. Us men would be more than happy to watch. Alternatively, as a man, I would be only too happy to cook you a crab salad and serve it up for you when you get home from your 10-hour shift at a coal mine, a steel foundry, laying drains, building roads, laying bricks, or fishing for crab. I think it's an interesting write-up, and he brings up a lot of salient points. But one thing that I find that's interesting is that when you envision, or at least when most people, myself included, when you envision a world without men, I picture us going right back to the small community where people are planting, well, in this case, it would be women. Women are planting their own food, growing gardens, tending to themselves, and living a very simplistic life. Now, without women, would we still have electricity? Yeah. Would we still have cars? Yeah. And oil? Yeah. And homes? Yes. Those things are all built by men. This kind of talk, this kind of male bashing, as it were, can only occur when things are good. When life is easy and you sit here and you say, oh man, air-conditioned room, electricity, just jump on the computer, I'm going to complain about guys tonight, and yeah, ban all men, men are awful. Okay, now I'm going to go to bed and wake up tomorrow and go live the rest of my life. If the women were to, or if the men were to leave the workforce, and let me flip over to one of these pages. Construction and engineering male strongholds. Now, men do not chase women out of these jobs. Women don't apply for them. Now, many times you hear, oh, women are really coming on ground in the male workforce, such as IT work or computer work. Yeah, they're mostly men, but that's not specifically male work. Male work usually includes working outdoors, sweating, working long hours in the sun, being uncomfortable, and doing manual labor. Unfortunately, it also is a good echo of why men are only really valued for what they bring to society, because they do most of the manual work. But look at these examples. These are male-dominated occupations by share of women in 2004, but it was a nice-looking graph. And it hasn't changed much. I read some articles that kind of back this up. I have another one to show you as well. Metal worker or welder, 0.0% of women. Central heating installer, 0.0. Car mechanic, 0.0%. Construction carpenter, 0.2%. Electrician, electrical technician. Lorry driver, bricklayer, tiler, jointer, paver, excavator worker, construction, carpenter, mechanic, parks and gardens worker, all lower than 0.6%, less than 1%. And if I don't know about you, but a metal worker, he can weld a frame of a car if you happen to get in a fender bender. Central heating, and of course that's central heating and air nowadays. I enjoy my air conditioning still and my heating, thanks to a man. Car mechanic, my car continues to work after I've purchased it. Even if it was built by robots, you still got to go down to a car mechanic when something goes wrong. I can still drive my car. Construction, carpenter, well, that's where your house comes from. Even if it's a small house, even if it's a shed, a one-bedroom shack, hey, they will build it. You can get your electricity run into it. You can have a running toilet. You can have air conditioning and heat. And it may not be decorated very pretty, but hey, and you can have shingles put on the roof, and hey, what do you know? I'm dry, I'm warm, I'm cool, I'm comfortable, I've got electricity. Lorry driver, at least I can get my food from the farms. Electrician and electrical technician. Your brick layers, tilers, jointers, that's your house. Paver, that's your road. Excavation worker, that's clearing the land. Construction carpenter. All that stuff's meant. Now let's look at the women. Medical secretary. Well, we can do without secretaries. A chemist's assistant. Well, we can do without assistants. A receptionist. Don't need it. Executive secretary. Don't need it. A secretary. Don't need it. Home help. That's a maid. Don't need it. I'll just live in my own filth if I'm not willing to clean it up. Care attendant. Sick people. 5% are men. So those 5% that are left can at least, there's enough of them to train other men how to do it. They may not like doing it, but they could do it. Now, here's the thing. If you go back here to the men's job, metal workers, if all the men were gone like that, there's no women around that know how to do it. Central heating installer, gone. Car mechanic, gone. And a construction carpenter, 0.2% are women. It's going to take a long time to train enough carpenters to catch up that gap. Where, again, at least going to the one of the few that you can see here that men would probably definitely be needed for would be to a care attendant for sick people. But that's 5% of men, so we could get that up, I think. Daycare center. Instead of worrying about daycare, just take your young man with you and have him hang out with all the other boys doing the roughneck things that they used to do, or have him work on your farm like they used to do in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Daycare, we don't need to worry about that. And student nurse, don't need it. So there you go. Now here's another list I'll jump through quickly. Just, and this is a little bit more updated. This is from 4 years ago. Boiler makers, not the drink. Your boilers for your hot water, for other needs, industrial. Drillers of earth, that's your iron ore, your limestone, your other building materials. Concrete and cement workers, drillers of oil wells, there's your petrol and your heating fuel. Roofers and slaters, bus, truck, and stationary engine mechanics. Heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration mechanics, heavy equipment. Plumbers, pipe fitters, steam fitters, and plasterers. That's your home, that's your water, that's your electric, that's again, when we talk about the hierarchical needs in society, hey, staying dry, staying warm, staying comfortable, getting fresh water, being able to get food. Well, a man can still farm. We've farmed. Most farms are run by families, but usually it's a kind of a man in charge of the show, and it's usually most men working on farm, at least the larger industrial farms that I've been to. So they can grow the food. A lorry driver will still drop it off at my house that is still working. You ladies would not get that. Female-dominated careers, and again, I'll go through this quickly. Teachers, dental hygienists, secretaries, speech therapists, dental assistant, not a dentist, dental assistant, child care worker, registered nurses, yes, we'd need to fill in more nurses, practical nurses, receptionists, and dietitians and nutritionists. What do we need out of that list? Nurses, and maybe a child care worker here and there. But again, the childcare thing is, look at what happened back in the days where maybe the mom died during birth. The man, I'm sure, would get help. Maybe the kid went off to foster care or something like that. I don't know. But you know, a young man can still help his father and learn on the farm, growing vegetables, things like that. So I think women would be in a tough haul if guys were to disappear. And just as a fun one, Sydney train strike, this is back in 2018, commuters face disruption as the workers stage overtime ban in a pay row or argument. And this is just one day, and all the drivers happen to be male because, again, we go back to the chart I just showed you here, both of them, bus, truck, and stationary and engine mechanics, but also the drivers. Maybe that was the two charts ago, but most of the lorry drivers and bus drivers and train drivers at least are male. They went on a 24-hour strike, and basically 1,000 trains across the city were canceled. No one was running them, and they brought buses in to try to deal with it, except in the case without men, the buses wouldn't be there. So you can quickly see that things would fall apart without men. So I'm not saying that women aren't necessary. That's not my argument, because I'm not here, nor do I see any men online saying, hey, you know what, the world would be so much better off without women. Now, some of you guys do say that, but let's face it, we did a lot without women. I mean, when you look at our original Congress, our original Senate, our original military, our original exploration, our original space programs, our original, and still going on today, building, construction, all that is male stuff. So that's why I say, yes, some things would change, especially in healthcare and maybe in education. But that's a small, I mean, we could still get by without education. If I had a kid and he couldn't go to school anymore, I can certainly probably teach him better than our education system can teach him today. And our internet and all that probably would still be around, because a lot of that is technology stuff that men are into. And as far as the nurses and all that, well, you had men that were nurses and surgeons and doctors and all that, even during all the conflicts that countries went into on the battlefield. There were men taking care of that stuff. There were no nurses out there. Now, as time progressed, yes, once you got into the later conflicts, yes, women were around there. But the whole point is, it's not to so much say that you know what would. It's more to say that, number one, women need to stop on this, hey, we need to get rid of all men. Because the truth is, you'd be really happy. Number two, or you'd be really unhappy. Number two, it goes to show you that when things are really good and you have nothing else to complain about, that's an easy thing to complain about. But I guarantee you, if things go south really quick, I guarantee you men would be wanted. Look at the uptick in girls that were reaching back out to old flames during the first few months of the bug, realizing, oh my gosh, I may not be able to work, and I'd like someone around for protection, and what happens if something goes bad and I can't get somebody to come over and help me with fixing something? Where's that handyman guy that I dated 8 years ago? Bet he would really come in handy. And lastly, the worst part of, I think, all of this is it shows you that men really are only loved for our utility. Now, to some of you, that may stress you out. To people, you know, especially if you still want to feel important and you want to date and you want to be part of society. For most of us guys that are out of that, who cares? I don't care if I'm desired or wanted by anybody. But as you realize that society values most men based on what they provide, not who they are as a person, it'll give you a good understanding of how dating works, how society works, and how you're viewed. And once you also, this is another example of once you've seen this, understand that if you're going to have to provide for other people, or you want to date, or you want to be out there for other people, you better be able to provide. Because if you don't, then you're not going to be looked at in nearly the same light as someone that does. And then if you lastly realize that, hey, if I don't want to provide, and I don't have the need to provide for other people, I just need to provide for myself, and I'm very low maintenance, hey, you just hit easy street. You only need to make enough to make yourself happy. You don't need to worry about getting the wife the newest car, making sure you have enough for great Christmas gifts for the kids. It's all about you. And I don't know about you, but a good cold glass of whiskey over on the rocks, a good cigar, maybe a pizza delivered. Hey, that's Christmas for me. I'm good. It's easy street for me. I don't need any special big hot. I have never decorated for Christmas, nothing. So I don't know, guys. Let me know what you think about this stuff. What do you think? Do you think we'd be fine without women? Do you think society would literally fall apart without men like I do, personally? I'm not saying necessarily it would be great, but I think we'd still get by. I cannot say the same for the gals. I don't think they'd get by. I think the foundations of society, cars, transportation, flight, fuel, all the basic necessities would go out the window. Let me know what you guys think. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos as well. That's a great way to help me. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor, and I am Joker. And hey, you better be careful what you wish for, ladies, because if it happens and all men do get ended, you're going to be in a world of hurt.